sometimes there's one artist in a family that's just kind of the family oddball. They're proud of you anyway. And other times, being an artist is a family tradition. And that's the case with Holly Cox's family. Holly, it's such a treat to have you here. I've long wanted to speak with you on the show.
Thank you, Monica. But I am also considered an oddball because of the way I think.
Well, congratulations. Yes. I'm sorry, because?
Well, because my grandmother and my father painted very realistically for the most part.
Yes.
And I do non-objective, strange things.
And I love them. Your
Thank
work
you.
Is anyone, for our listeners, anyone who, it's very likely that they have seen your work. If they don't put the face with the images, then you are now meeting Holly Cox, and you'll go out there and admire something and then look at the corner and, by darn, it's a Holly Cox. And they'll say, oh, is that that lady? Well, there's currently an exhibition titled Three Generations at the Hal Marcus Gallery, 1308 North Oregon. And give us the rundown of the three generations, would you?
Well, it's my grandmother, who is my father's mother, mm-hmm. and it's my father and me.
Okay, so that was Fern Thurston.
Fern Thurston and Eugene Thurston.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a Thurston until I married.
Now, wasn't there almost a fourth generation?
We have a 7-year-old granddaughter who likes to paint, and when she was about 5, she started telling everybody that she was going to be an artist, and then she would tell them, I am a great artist.
Oh, I don't know. With that confidence, I'm not sure.
Well, there are others in the family who paint. It's kind of like the family sickness.
Yeah. It's an exciting sickness in that case. But tell us about the subject matter that Fern and Eugene concentrated on.
Well, my grandmother really liked to paint flowers,
mm-hmm.
and she grew a lot of them. She had turned the empty lot that they owned next door to their house into a garden, and she also painted landscapes. So she painted mountains when she was living here. When mm-hmm. she would go away to visit her son or her relatives in New York, she painted in New England, and because her visits were often rather extended, mm-hmm. they would usually find an art class for her to take.
Oh, good.
So, or an art exhibit or something exciting going
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm. And then your father, Eugene, he was actually born in Memphis, but found his way to this part of the country.
Right. His parents came here in 1906,
mm-hmm.
and he was 9 years old, not quite 10 mm-hmm. at that time. So he's an El Pasoan.
Talk to me about the difference between their subject matter, because Eugene also painted the mountains, the great mountains of the western U.S., again, landscapes, the majesty of the land. And his work can be seen not only at Hal's. I believe there are some pieces of his work at the Encaustic Gallery on Encaustic International on West Wind.
There are some there. There are some in the possession of the El Paso Museum of Art.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe the International Museum has a couple of pieces.
Yes, he's a revered local artist. And mm-hmm. so your style came from where?
Well, I started out painting exactly like they did.
Mm.
You could tell my grandmother's paintings because they were softer and more feminine. She also had an unusual signature because she double-crossed the T's in Thurston.
Oh.
And they look like telephone poles.
Uh-huh.
So every now and then I will come across one, and it will be signed F. Thurston for
mm-hmm.
Fern.
Mm-hmm.
And someone will have put a bar on the bottom of the F to make it an E, I think probably because they thought if they wanted to sell it, it would be more valuable
as
being
a
man's
Thurston.
Painting.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
And she used the F instead of her full name because mm-hmm. at that time women were not thought of as anything but hobbyists.
Yes. But that double cross T will give it away.
Yes.
Aha. What an interesting detail.
Well, I think she and my dad got together and they developed the kinds of signatures they wanted to mm-hmm. be known by.
Mm-hmm.
And when Dad was in high school and he was a cartoonist, anything that he could extend down and put a circle on that, so that it looked like a yo-yo, he would do that with his signatures. So, but when he matured and started studying oil painting and advertising art mm-hmm. and so forth, Then he had a block letter signature.
Mm-hmm.
When he really got into oil painting, he had a signature that was quite different. The E on Eugene was just three bars,
mm-hmm.
and the Thurston was a little bit different in the way he would
normally.
Feel
like I'm getting an appraisal from the roadshow. You know? This kind of stuff that people know.
Well, but if you go to a garage sale, you might find one.
Oh, yeah, and which is, that'd be a heck of a place to find one. But do you remember the point where you made a shift from painting the way your grandmother and father had painted to who you are now as a painter?
Yes, I do, because I changed the medium that I used. I had had one class with acrylics, and I absolutely hated it. Bill Colliker taught it, and he was a fine teacher, but they were not oils. You could mix them. They wouldn't stay there. They dried so fast, and they were not thick. You didn't have the texture. You just didn't have the same thing that you have with oils. And so I thought, if I ever get out of this class, I'm never going to use this technique again. And then I went to Hawaii on vacation, and I really wanted to paint the water there because it's so beautiful. And when I came home, I thought, I can use the acrylics if I thin them a lot with water and then layer them because they dry really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put the layer of color down and you let it dry, you can go right back over it. It's not like watercolor.
Yeah.
It doesn't begin to liquefy again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It stays where it is, and you can layer and layer and layer.
How interesting.
And you get half tones and quarter tones and beautiful colors.
How interesting. I never knew this about your work, but it does explain a lot because there are so many artists whose stories include a visit to someplace on the planet different from where they grew up. In your case, Hawaii, where the instant you said that, I thought, the water got her. That's what did it. And it's, the pieces that you have hanging at Hal's gallery right now so reflect what you've just shared with us. I thank you so much for coming in, and I encourage all of our listeners, don't miss the Three Generations show at the Hal Marcus Gallery at 1308 North Oregon. And the show is up through April the 30th, so you have a little time left, featuring the work of Fern Thurston, Eugene Thurston, and Holly Cox. For information from the gallery, you can call 533-9090. Holly, it's such a pleasure to have you in. I look forward to visiting with you again.
Thank you.